Phone Boy Speaks, episode 797, Superfish.
I'm sure by now you've heard, read, whatever, about this Superfish software that was preloaded on some Lenovo laptops. And, you know, again, the idea being that there was some software preloaded on some laptops that, by design, right, that was essentially rewriting ads, but it was doing it in a way, it was basically injecting itself into, you know, supposedly secured connections. And so potentially anything could use that information. Now, and so the injection of ads is sketchy enough and kind of, it's almost kind of something you'd expect on a PC these days. I don't think a normal person would realize this is going on, but for anybody that's, tech savvy, if they get a PC from a manufacturer, the first thing they do is like completely reload the operating system from scratch. I mean, that's what I would do. I can't trust a preloaded PC to save my life. It's ridiculous. I'd either buy a Mac, right, where none of that stuff happens, or I would just buy the hardware and load the OS myself rather than buy something prefabricated with the OS loaded on it. Because who knows what's on it? But this issue actually that the Superfish software created is actually much worse than just the software being loaded on there. What the Superfish software does, it is part of the man in the middle process, is it loads a certificate authority into the certificate store of Windows, and also in Firefox if you happen to load Firefox. And so basically any certificate that's signed by this Superfish or Commodia certificate authority, whatever it is, right, the computer will trust it because it's signed by a trusted certificate authority. The problem with that is that the private key for that certificate authority, it's already been compromised. It's out there. So pretty much anybody can generate a certificate signed by the certificate authority, and that computer that will have the software on it will simply trust it. And so that's, so it's bad enough that like software that's loaded on your PC is doing it. But if somebody in the network side who's maybe man in the middle lane SSL can do this, then you're in trouble, right? And that's part of the battle. Now, I mean, again, this actually, similar technology could happen on the corporate side of things, but again, on a corporate PC, it's the certificate authority is going to be under the control of the enterprise you work for. And so yes, they could potentially see stuff, but again, that's kind of in that sort of environment, maybe it's expected. But certainly on your personal PC, you don't expect some random untrusted certificate authority to be there. And that creates a problem. And then, even if you go through the steps of uninstalling the software and if you don't remove that root certificate from your system, then you're going to potentially be susceptible to a man in the middle attack with your SSL stuff. So, what do you do, right? Well, first of all, get all Lenovo has a tool to remove this thing, and there's other tools you can use to check. And yes, I'll put links in the show notes if you care. But this is actually the bigger issue here is that this kind of points to a problem we already knew about with SSL, which is if there's a certificate authority that gets compromised, then that makes the whole that's something that most people wouldn't even think about, right? They just see the lock and think it's secure. Well, not really. It depends on who actually you're talking. You don't even really know who you're talking to in that case. So, a certificate authority, the idea behind it was reasonably sound. Unfortunately, the implementation of it is in reality, it's like anything else. It can be compromised. And we've seen instances of certificate authorities getting popped, and then we've had to revoke a bunch of certificates because that certificate authority that people trust, they generated some bad certificates, and here we go, right? And so this is another example of that. Although in this case, it was a piece of software that was adding a certificate authority, and so it can be potentially a big deal. And so definitely use all the tools. And even if you don't have a Lenovo PC, if you got a PC, you should at least make sure that maybe something else didn't load the certificate on there, because who knows, some piece of malware could do something like this, even if it's something that you supposedly agree to. Something could do this. And so this is a big issue. This is a big problem for people who bought particular Lenovo machines, but this could happen again. In fact, it probably will happen again. And I'm not even sure what to tell you as far as how do you protect yourself against somebody putting a certificate authority on your system. Just, you gotta be careful what you install on your system, I guess. I mean, and Windows, it'd be nice I think Windows will do this. If you make the system install a root certificate authority, it prints out a warning, at least if you do it through the certificate wizard. But if you, who knows if software can do it programmatically without warning the user, hey, you're adding a root certificate authority. And I think this should actually be mandatory for Windows. Windows should, if anybody's changing that root certificate store, that needs to be like a privileged operation and not allow anybody, not just allow programs willy-nilly to change that. So just, I don't know, some thoughts around this, and hopefully this won't impact any of my listeners. I'm sure it's going to impact somebody out there, and they won't have heard this. They will have ignored all the advice. They may not have even seen the advice, and unfortunately, it'll be too late for them. I wish I could help them, but this is, but yeah, you've got to, I don't know. This is just one of those, it's one of those things that, makes PC ownership, well, just a challenge, and keeping your stuff secure is always is just going to get more and more challenging as more and more things like this are discovered.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.